South African President Thabo Mbeki danced on stage with senior leaders of the African National Congress in a show of unity aimed at countering reports of an intensifying and sometimes bitter fight to succeed him. Mr. Mbeki did not mention the succession battle that is reported almost daily in the news media. He said only that the task ahead is to strengthen the party's alliance with trade unions and South Africa's Communist Party, which has been marked by many public disputes in recent months.
We must prove that all of these people who are very fond of making false predictions, that the alliance is about to collapse, that they are wrong.
Mr. Mbeki is due to step down as ANC president at its national convention later this year. The person chosen to replace him is widely expected to be the party's candidate in presidential elections in 2 years. Former Deputy President Jacob Zuma was touted to be the next leader, but he was fired 2 years ago after being charged with involvement in a corrupt arms deal. He was acquitted on a technicality. Zuma, a former guerrilla leader who is popular with trade unions and the party's youth wing, remains deputy head of the party, however, and a contender for the presidency. A half dozen other party leaders, including Deputy President Phumzile Mlambo Ngouka and several senior cabinet ministers, are also mentioned frequently, along with several former politicians who are now wealthy businessmen. All deny they are competing for the job. Some people are calling for Mr. Mbeki to stand for an unprecedented third term in order to defuse the situation. The jockeying to succeed Mr. Mbeki has aggravated what analysts say are deepening divisions over the direction of the party. The president, a moderate, has pursued policies promoting private investment and economic growth. But he has been accused by trade unions and left-leaning party factions of favoring business and the elite at the expense of the millions of South Africans living in poverty. Mr. Mbeki appeared to acknowledge this challenge by saying that the primary goal during the next 5 years is to provide jobs, education, and opportunity for the masses.
Our central task during this phase of the National Democratic Revolution is to liberate our people from the scourge of poverty in all its manifestations and eliminate all of its options.
South African commentators note the African National Congress retains a great deal of cohesion, part of the legacy from the decades of fighting apartheid. But they say that the party is beginning to show some decay after being the dominant party for so long. And they conclude that the upcoming leadership transition will be an important test for Africa's oldest liberation movement. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。